Hi, this is Farah Osbeck. Welcome back to Military Law and Life Matters, the podcast that arms you with knowledge so you don't become a victim of injustice. So happy to be back again. And I have a purpose of doing this podcast, and it's mainly to remind people, to guide people on resources that can help them if they want to upgrade their military discharge. I continue to get some calls and also emails from people requesting information. I'm no longer able to really return phone calls from people. However, I do wanted to do another podcast, basically reminding you that I have one episode. It's episode 106, where I actually list in my show notes all the episodes, and there's quite a bit. I can't remember, but probably like 50 episodes or so where I discuss discharge upgrades, where I go over the board decisions, or I go over the different principles regarding all the Department of Defense memorandums and guidance about discharge upgrades. And if you do have time, if you want to do the application on your own, if you have time during maybe a commute to work or just, you know, some downtime, you can listen to these episodes to maybe, you know, I'm trying to empower you. You may be able to do your own application or decide after listening, well, you don't really want to go through it, or wow, I really do need help with this and need to help get the help of an attorney. But these episodes will really, I believe, be enlightening for you because they discuss a lot of the concepts that are necessary, what the boards look at. As I said, I did many episodes, at least 10 or 15, where I go over cases that the boards act like real life cases the boards actually considered. Of course, the boards never reveal the identity of the applicant, you know, the veteran, but they summarize, you know, give a synopsis of the case. So I think that will be really helpful. So I want to remind you, you know, in this episode, like go to 106, and I wanted to make it the last episode because I will be on a short sabbatical again. And I want to make sure that if people go to the podcast, they see this at the top episode, because that's where the bulk of the calls come to me or emails on this. So I think it'll be helpful. And even if you decide not to do the application yourself, at least you can, if you consult with an attorney, you can actually be armed with some knowledge and give them the pertinent information for your case. Because the attorneys, you know, when we talk to clients, we ask questions, you know, our prospective clients, we ask questions about your discharge. And it's helpful if you have your military records. So a lot of my resources and actually a guide I have on my website, on my homepage, just you can download a free guide, tells you how to get your records, because that's going to really give the attorney information on whether they see if your case is viable or not. So that's the purpose of this podcast. So I hope, you know, if you are considering trying to upgrade your discharge, you know, don't lose hope. There might be hope. There might be a chance that you can get your discharge upgraded, but it's so helpful to be armed with knowledge. You know, empower yourself. At least you'll have the knowledge. So if you don't do it, you can actually ask the right questions to an attorney, and that the attorney can ask you the correct questions, and you'll know the answers on your discharge case. So, yeah. So as I, you know, always say, don't give up. There's always hope. There may be hope in your case, so don't give up. That is that. And then I wanted to end it with a little life lesson. I am somehow just have a kind of a passion or an obsession with heuristics. And heuristics are like decision-making tools. I love to read books or different articles about heuristics because I think heuristics are really helpful when you're trying to make decisions. And I wanted to end it with this one. There's a lot of people I've read that have this specific heuristic, but I like the one Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder, and he has a heuristic. It's called Regret Minimization Framework. And if you like type that, there's a little YouTube video where he actually talks about it. But he talks about when he worked at a firm, I don't know, it was like a Wall Street type company doing, he had a really good job, and he was had this idea of starting the company Amazon. And that wasn't the name of it back then, but he basically wanted to start that company. He was talking to his boss, and his boss said, well, you know, yeah, it's an idea, but you really have a good job. So, you know, kind of discouraging him. And he said, you know, why don't you think about this for 48 hours before you make a decision? And then Jeff Bezos, you know, thought about it, and he came up with a framework to make his decision. He basically said, what if I'm 80 years old, am I going to regret not having tried starting this company, which initially started out, he wanted to sell books. And of course it expanded into everything. By the way, I love Amazon. Don't like shopping, and it's the greatest thing since anything. I love being able to go on Amazon and in a minute, like order something I need. So thank you, Jeff Bezos. Love your company. But he, so he basically said, when I'm 80, am I going to regret not starting this company? And, you know, he came to the conclusion of, yeah, he would regret it because, yeah, he might try to start it and it might fail, but then he would just get another job. But he definitely thought when he analyzed this that he would regret not actually taking a chance. And thank God he did make that decision. He didn't listen to his boss and he started Amazon. A little bit of trivia. Initially, the name for the company was going to be Cadabra. C-A-D-A-B-R-A. And what happened, he was on the phone with his attorney about like starting the company and the logistics and the paperwork for that. And his attorney was like, what's the name of it? And he said Cadabra. And then the attorney misheard and thought he was saying like cadaver, like C-A-D-A-V-R. So a little bit of trivia. So they ended up changing the name to Amazon. Thank goodness. Much better name. But yeah, that's a really useful heuristic, I think. You know, if you're thinking about trying something, doing something, maybe look forward into, you know, another, depending how well, you know, 50 years down the line, 20, 30, and think of, will you regret not making this decision to do something? And that might be a useful way for you to make a decision. So he calls it the regret minimalization framework. Go on YouTube and listen to him talk about it. There's like a 2-minute video that he talks about it. So I'm definitely, as I said, glad he did start Amazon because I love how useful it is for my life. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you you can Google heuristics. There's so many heuristics out there. There's, you know, Charlie Munger has a bunch of heuristics. He's got some great books where he discusses heuristics. There's people who write blogs and podcasts about heuristics, but I find them to be very, very helpful. So anyway, that's it for today. Again, you know, look at those podcasts and listen to them. And I think they might be able to help you out and empower you with some knowledge. And again, I'm going to be on a little sabbatical for a while, but I'm definitely going to be back. So, but I wanted to keep this on the top of my podcast so you can see that because this is a large part of what people call about, because I definitely do sympathize, you know, veterans who don't have that honorable discharge or have a discharge that, you know, has some negative connotation in it, you know, misconduct for things that, you know, maybe are not earth-shattering misconduct, but it does affect your life. So definitely understand why you would want to try to change that. And that might be possible. There's a lot of DOD guidance out there that discusses, you know, why some of these, you know, DD-214 should be changed, you know, and you may not be able to get yours changed, but there's a lot of guidance trying to give some liberal consideration for applicants, you know, again, dealing with PTSD or TBI or so, if someone's a victim of sexual assault, etc. But you learn all about that if you listen to those episodes. So I wish you all the best. And as I always say, never, ever give up because there is always hope. Talk to you next time. Take care.